With the Queen. Welcome back to another episode of a segment of our show that we like to call Tea Breaks and Biscuits, where we just chat nonsense for 15 minutes, basically. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about something that's kind of been trending recently on TikTok. If you're over on TikTok and you know this YouTube couple, Nissy T, yeah, we're going to be talking about it. Her husband recently came out and did a video. I don't even know what the video was for. Was it like for a podcast, or was it like, who sent him to go record this video?
I actually don't know. Like, I hope it wasn't for a podcast, but it kind of gave off the vibe it was a podcast.
Right.
Or like, and catching up with a famous friend or something.
Oh my goodness. Men with microphones nowadays, they need to be banned. They need to be feared, because I'm not understanding what's going on, especially like Christian men, I say in quotations, who are coming on podcasts, coming on online, just opening their mouth, wah, and just speaking rubbish, nonsense, basically. Anyway, so in this video, we hear him talk about how he told his wife, so they're based in the UK, how he told his wife at a train station that her breath stinks. And before we get much further, you know what? I can respect him for being honest. Would you like to be told that your breath stinks?
No, I wouldn't like to be told that my breath stinks.
What?
No,
you
no,
wouldn't
no,
like to be no, told no, by
like,
someone.
Obviously, it's a good thing that he said it, but I wouldn't want to be told. This is at a train station. Like, can you not do it in the car? Like, public places. Come on, respect me a little bit. Like, you know what I mean?
Maybe, people. Okay, hear. What if he just whispered it in her ear? Like, hey, babe. Your breath stinks. Your breath kind of stinky right now. Let me just slide over this mint chewing gum and
the way he said it was kind of like, I've been
and he
with
said
her
that's
for
the
while.
Best thing the and best he said that's thing. The best thing that's happened. Is that the wording?
Yeah, the best sure, thing, but he said it's the best thing that's ever happened, but I think like it changed his life. But I think it was probably happening for a while, and then he's like,
my guy was suffering in silence. He said yeah. Again, okay. Look, yeah, I'm not against people telling you. Like, I would want to know if my breath stinks, if I have something in my teeth. Like, tell me those things, because clearly you care about me, right? That's why you're telling me this, instead of allowing me go out in public looking crazy or smelling crazy kind of thing, right? That's fine. But my only issue is he did not have to come on to the internet, turn on the camera, turn on his microphone, and tell the whole world that his wife's breath stinks. Like, come on. Was that really necessary?
Exactly. Like, I was actually in shock when I watched this video. I was like, oh, because like, I definitely agree with you. I don't mind you telling me. Like, I would want you to be able to be honest with me and tell me anything, whatever. Mm-hmm. Obviously, sometimes I will be offended, but I thank you for telling me, you know, especially as I think for a girl, being told about your hygiene, that's really hard to hear, because
that
we
is,
put so much effort
so
with our hygiene. So it's, when my friend says, oh, T, your BO smell, I'll be like, oh my gosh, like, I put so much effort in my hygiene, but thank you for telling me so I can be better. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I feel like it was the whole thing of going on internet and the time and
like,
place for
we
it.
We didn't need to know that story.
Yeah. I feel like as well, there's certain things that should stay with you two as a couple. Mm-hmm. Like, not
like, bring back intimacy, bring back privacy, please. Like, I don't know if people are not understanding those concepts anymore, but some things just need to stay within the confines of your home. Like, not everyone needs to know it. Like, I'm sick and tired of everything being broadcasted. Okay. Like, I love the whole real, raw, honest, all of that. Cool. But some things needs to be within the confines of you and your partner. Like, we don't need to be knowing the ins and outs of your relationship. Like, please, please. Especially something like that embarrassing as well. You would think, like, I wouldn't think she would have wanted that out, you know?
Exactly. Especially like the whole world to know. Like, it's a lot.
Exactly.
Like, breath stinks. Like, you know, like, luckily we're not in high school anymore. It's a lot. Like, you don't want to be known as your breath stinks. Like, and now it's been better. Like, your own man has to tell
breath.
You. Like, you know, your own man had to tell you that your breath stinks, not your girls. Yeah. All these years you've gone through. Like, I think it was just so out of pocket. Like, I just feel like, especially, I think, and for me, what was a shock is the way he said it, like it was nothing. Like, it's not a big
literally.
Thing. And I'm like, huh?
Like, yeah. So that was the first crazy thing he said. And then we move on to further in the video, and he talks about...
Hey, this one, I actually was in shock. He goes, it doesn't matter if I lose my wife, like lose her, I don't care.
He's saying like, no man is above cheating. And you know what? I know I'm going to sound like a defender of him, but not really. So we've got to think about this critically. Right? His point was, no man is above cheating. Right? Even like all these like pastors or whatever that say, I will never cheat, blah, blah, blah. Like you can say that and you can wholeheartedly mean that and want to do that, but it's not by your strength kind of thing. Like you have to obviously apply some like restraints physically for yourself, mm-hmm. but any person, not even man or woman, like anyone, no one is above cheating, right?
Yeah.
So I think him looking at it, saying that realistically, like, okay, I can see his point. Like, nobody's above cheating. But then to kind of like go down and be like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. We tell each other everything. At this point, I don't even care if I lose her or not. Like,
because it was basically talking crazy. That he was saying how like he adores women, like they're all beautiful. Uh-huh. And like women are very special. And like, I'm very attracted mm-hmm. to women. And then like, mm-hmm. you know, how I love that. And then he was like, doesn't really matter if I lose her. I don't care anyways. Mm-hmm. Like in it kind of implying like I can just get another wife. And I think that for me was just, that was really, yeah, like it was hurting to hear. Cause I was like, is she just mm-hmm. a body then? Like this wife that you've like, you know, you've met, you've got all their memories mm-hmm. and you're like, I don't care to lose her. I don't really care. Like mm-hmm. I can get another one. Like, it's kind of crazy to say like,
yeah,
like who is she then? Like, is she not that important to you? Like, you know what I mean? Like it was just so, I was just in shock. I was like, what? Like,
it was really crazy. Like I said, his points, they start off making sense, and then he just puts a spin on it that makes no sense at the end. It just undoes everything that he just like said. So I'm like, what are you actually doing? But yeah, no, that point was crazy. You know, you should care about losing your partner if you do care about them. Like, come on now, let's be real, let's be serious, what's going on? Yeah, that's crazy. And I think it said something else,
like I can't remember the other thing. That thing was for my two big things of him saying I don't know what the purpose, like you said, of this podcast was.
Oh, and then they film another video, right? And I guess this is like a clap back to the haters or whatever video.
Yeah.
Where basically he films himself and he films his wife shopping for makeup, and they're kind of like making a joke out of it, like, he was asking his wife, oh, is this enough to, you know, appease you? Like, am I forgiven now, kind of thing? Like, just kind of making a joke out of it. And then she's like, oh, I better go consult the commenters and ask them if this is good enough, can I forgive him? Like, they're kind of just like making light of the whole situation. In doing that, also I'm kind of like, is this an attempt to save face? Like, is she just gonna go with it because that's her man and she's gonna stick with him? And you know, the only way to get past this kind of like embarrassing moment is to just kind of like accept it and make it seem like you were cool with it from the beginning, kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't think she's actually cool with it. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so too, because she's trying to like going back to the comments and saying everyone like, has he done well to for me to forgive him? Like, that's so weird to me. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I guess she's still saying it in like a joking way. Like,
I guess but I don't know. So there's sometimes it's too far, and I think for me it mm-hmm. was for it to get on the media, and obviously everyone now putting their 2 cents in. I just feel like it's so. Like, it was just so, I don't know, like, I think for me, I was really upset with the whole comment, because I've been following these guys for so long. Like, I know that when they were dating, and then they had their massive wedding, and I, like, watched it on YouTube, and then they had their child, and then, like, earlier this year, they were showing, like, I think earlier this year or last year, they were showing videos of, like, their child and how it was a miracle, like how they've been wanting a kid and stuff, and how they finally had that dream. And then, like, so I've always like loved, you know, this like Christian couple, whatever. And then next minute, your husband's out doing this,
saying like, the madness. Oh. Like, oh my goodness, this is why people don't take like Christian relationships seriously, or Christian men seriously, because it almost seems like in the media they're always trying to bring their partners down. Because didn't we like discuss this pastor and his wife not too long ago coming on a podcast? Like, Is this a humiliation ritual? Like, what is actually going on? Please, like,
Exactly.
please, what is going on? So it's just painting like Christian guys or Christian couples in kind of like a bad light and making it seem like the people they're married with are just gonna stick through their nonsense. Like, they don't have
Exactly.
a backbone, they're not able to stand up for themselves or whatever. And you know what? I can play the devil's advocate and say, okay, we don't know how the other 99% of their relationship is like, or like what they do in their personal time and how the rest of the relationship is, right? But for that 1% that you portray or you show on the media, why are you choosing to portray something negative about your partner? You know what I
Exactly.
mean? Like, of all the things you could portray, why would you choose to make them look silly? Like,
Yeah, that one was not necessary at all.
it
Like, it
wasn't. It
really
really
wasn't.
wasn't.
Like, you didn't really have to say that. Like, keep that to yourself. And I think that for me, it was actually so crazy because I was like, what, how do you respond to that? And like, I don't know. For me, I think what was, when I saw it like everywhere and so many people saying different things, I was like, wow. Like, I think for both of the comments, that really got me because I was like, hey, fear man for sure. I was like, wow, like you can really get
Yeah, no.
embarrassed, you know?
Men will stain your whites. Some men. Sorry. Some men.
Some. I was just in shock. I think for me, it was just crazy. And I think because everyone has been knowing them and they've been a couple for so long, they've been a very big couple. It was just all shocking. It was like, what? No?
How would
Crazy.
you respond if it was you in this
Oh.
situation?
My
Just
husband will
hypothetically,
never, he better not
hypothetically.
embarrass
Never.
me.
Yeah.
God forbid. I hope he values his life. Let's just say that. I hope he does. Like, I feel like I can forgive you, but I don't know if I could actually be with you because if you could, no, because if you can say that publicly, like, what more can you say behind my back? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's one of those things of if you can say that to people bare chest, to your homeboys, to the media,
Literally,
to your
I'm
phone,
provoked. Like, I
live
want to
on
know the context
the
of this video.
phone.
Like, I'm still shocked. Like, what is the context of this video? Did they ask him for an experience that, like, why bring that up? And
Can't
if
you
you were
not?
trying to draw on
Yeah.
like personal experiences or like a personal anecdote, why that one?
That's what I'm saying. Why pick that one? Like, there's a lot of other things in the relationship you could have picked, you
Right.
know, the lighter
Exactly.
ones, but we kind of still get the point. But no, why? That's what I mean. Like, I don't know. I feel like, eesh, rah. Like, and I think I'd be really hurt, especially the comment that says, like he was, doesn't care if he loses her. Like, what? Like, that for me is so crazy because I would be like, so I don't really mean that much. Like, I think I would really question myself because obviously, if I, like, if it was my, if my husband, like, you know, died or passed away, whatever, or like we went separately, I feel like I'll still feel a certain way of losing you. For not even caring is crazy. Like, just putting everything down the bin. But what about you before we end?
No, that is actually, yeah, a bit crazy to be that public with your disrespect. Is it kind of puts me in a difficult position because then I look stupid for just accepting it or saying nothing, and then you know what I mean? It's like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like, I look stupid if I don't defend myself, but then our relationship looks stupid if I come against you. So it's like, what are we doing here? Really?
Exactly.
Yeah, so it is a sticky one.
And you look stupid if you keep quiet. So,
Exactly. So
which
it's like
one?
there's no winning. You've just made us look stupid. That's it. Bottom line, we both look dumb.
Exactly.
And I just don't think that I would be with someone who would want to be so ready or so candid or so open to just talk about silly things or try and make me look bad on camera, recording for everyone. And the thing is, people forget things on the internet, they stay forever. Like, they don't
Exactly.
leave. It doesn't disappear. Like, someone's gonna search it up and be like, oh yeah, Nissy T with the bad breath. Like, what? What?
Exactly.
Why would I want that connotation 10 years down the line? Like, come on now. Oh yeah, it's crazy. We need to we need to band together and like remove these microphones from these men because they'd be doing a
Yeah.
madness. And
Exactly. I feel like I wouldn't even show my face anymore. Like, bro, like, it's a
bro,
lot.
I will be deleting expeditiously my accounts on social media. You will not find me. User not found.
Exactly. I do agree. Hey.
Yeah.
You know.
No, but that was great. I loved hearing your two cents about it. And definitely let us know, what are your thoughts on this? How would you handle this public disrespect? How would you handle this, your man, not your enemy? The call is coming from within the house, guys. Not your enemy, your man coming out online talking nonsense. yeah, I don't know. What would you guys do? Let us know. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I think our tea break is coming to an end, so we better head back to work. Exactly. And yeah,
bye.